It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre, and thank you, Lariats. And welcome everyone to Sinner's Sunday. In a few days, it'll be Halloween, the name of which is actually taken from a Christian tradition, All Saints' Day, November 1. All Hallows' Day, they also call it, when we're supposed to give some thought and veneration to all the saints, named and unnamed, in heaven. It's kind of cool that they say named and unnamed, because I'd bet the best ones are the ones that never got any official recognition. Now, the day after All Saints Day, oddly, November 2 is All Souls Day. That one's for the common folk, when we're supposed to remember anybody who's dead, saint or sinner, no matter where they may be, heaven or hell or someplace in between, which could be purgatory or another place they never really mention anymore, limbo. If only limbo had something to do with the dance, you know, hot Caribbean chicks and red striped beer and debauchery, but no. Limbo, I was told as a kid, was where babies went who died before birth. So in my 6 or 7 year old mind, I formed a picture of all these little babies with wings, right, cherubs, flitting around some strange, foggy place with no ceiling or floor, no day or night, just the interminable fog. Sounds awful, doesn't it? Made me glad I made it into the world. So Halloween has become this huge thing that has really nothing to do with its roots. And every year, some people get bugged by that. They say it's a celebration of paganism. But it's become enormously popular, right behind Christmas in terms of revenues. And of course, in recent years, controversy rages over people's choice of costumes. Some complain that costumes are offensive and culturally insensitive. Huh? Schools, corporations now post lengthy Halloween guidelines so nobody gets offended. You know, nobody cares, though, about the monster costumes, do they? When, in fact, there are plenty of people, really unfortunate people, victims of warfare or fires or diseases or accidents or lousy genetics, people terribly disfigured, who in fact do resemble monsters. I wonder if they get offended. I bet they don't, because they've had to endure real adversity and true hardship. And every day for them is a struggle. And so those folks are far too experienced and wise and evolved to care or even notice somebody's goofy costume. Which says a whole lot about the intellect of the chronically offended. Perhaps the epicenter of Halloween madness occurs, where else? Right here in Los Angeles. Each year they close down a mile of Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. And they have this nutty parade. About 500,000 people walk it. And people have costumes like you will not see anywhere on Earth. There are plenty of movie makeup guys and costumers and prop people, so they put together outfits that are unbelievable. You know, the entire Star Wars cast, or The Matrix, or The Avengers, or a dozen Minions, or a platoon of Kung Fu Pandas, stuff like that. I only attended the parade once. Back in the 90s. That was enough for me. I'm not real big on crowds. But that year, as almost every year, including this year, vast portions of Los Angeles were burning. And about a dozen guys got their hands on a fire truck. And they dressed up like 1950s beauty queens, wearing sashes with the names of the areas that were still in flames. They had wigs with smoke coming out of them, and they were smudged with soot and ash. And they were standing all over this huge fire truck, waving to the crowd as it slowly rolled down the boulevard like they were in the Rose Parade. Miss Malibu, Miss Thousand Oaks, Miss Agoura, and so on. And this guy standing next to me was laughing so hard, I thought he might need medical assistance. When he stopped laughing, he told me that he had lost his home in the fires earlier that week, and he came to the parade for a few laughs. And that truck full of dudes in dresses with smoking hair just made his night. And I thought, what a cool guy. What a fantastic attitude. He had just lost everything, but could still laugh at a great show, even though it cut very close to home. Today, those fire truck Halloween guys would think twice and probably scrap the idea, because somebody would be offended. So if they had Halloween in JC's day, would he trick-or-treat? Would he go to parties and wear a costume? Well, of course he would. He was a fun dude. And what might his costume be? Maybe he'd pick up a Punch's Pilot mask or a Herod mask down at the superstore. Or maybe an entire Pharisee outfit. He loved to needle those guys. Maybe he'd put on a bearskin and throw some nettles in his hair and go as his crazy cousin John the Baptist. He might carry a watering can so he could perform curbside baptisms. Maybe he'd make himself a two-sided costume of his pal Lazarus, dead and rotting like the mummy on one side and healed and healthy on the other. He'd have every right to do that, too. Maybe he'd be a leper, slide a fake arm over his own and laugh when strangers shook his hand and watched his arm fall off. It's likely there was something comparable to Halloween in biblical times. People haven't changed in 2,000 years, and no matter how sophisticated we may think we've become, people will always like to dress up, pretend to be someone or something else, have a few drinks, and get crazy. And JC understood that, which is part of what made him the coolest dude who ever lived. He took people as they were. He was more concerned about how they behaved to one another than what outfits they wore, especially when in their cups. The world is now covered with self-important, self-appointed judges who think they are superior, that they have not just a right but a duty to scold and belittle other people's fun in the name of sensitivity. It's pretty arrogant of someone to try to look inside somebody else's head and determine what they might be sensitive about. Maybe JC would just stay home, hand out Snickers and Reese's to the kids that rang his bell. He really loved kids. He might even help a few of them toilet paper a tree or two. But from his vantage point, knowing what he did, he looked pretty much on everyone as kids. Life is short, and childhood is way, way too short. And if one night a year, people like to put on costumes and act like kids for a few hours, JC would be down with that, I think. So a few days from now, dress up and have fun. And if somebody has a beef with your costume, well, that's on them, isn't it? Thanks for visiting with us today. Come back and hang with us Tuesday or thereabouts for the regular show. And if you want to help us keep the lights on here at the chapel, go to thatlarryshow.com and click the Patreon button. Until then, happy Halloween and God bless.